Blog Talk Radio.
Trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness manage my deposit. Never was it mythical. They speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. They mind staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time, and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic. Nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, chant it. Fire forged by Christ, Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor and I give him thanks. Seek the throne, know his soul to stay. Big prone, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sentence me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. Soul assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthorough bread, man, and go and get your gun. I'ma stand, understand, save the sun in his plan, man, the last days are come. Songs, $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits, and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech, they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar, plus diamonds in the sky, but we don't talk to Lucy, know it. Lucifer will die, and they don't wanna leave it now. They get the Nephilim genetic, and the logic is so pathetic. And they say that we just don't get it, and what they gonna be, man, oh my God, got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, gon' stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel shout. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell clothes. Revolution last, they ain't no. But it's all full of steel posts in the hood. Tell them that truth, spit fire in the booth. You can ask Twin, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those sleeve. I ain't really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in his hands. Off my shoulders, I'm trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's the gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they wanna sympathize with these world crimes up on the minds. Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design. Won't dumb it down for you weed smokers, heat holders, trap workers, politicians. We all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life. Eternal life is the call, member. Honey locust, baptized by the fire till the end. Revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
How can I just stand by, you know? I got the Lord with me. Come on. See, I'm answering the throne with the king. So
king. I understand the Bible, the whole thing. Whoever westernized grasps the surface, the fake UFO invasion about the service purpose. The lies in the mega churches knowing Project Blue Beam intertwined with the Antichrist. These are real things, but it must be fulfilled. It was written, studied with the realest brothers, man. No religion, looking for the rapture. Blood moon to capture the essence. Prepare the way for the Lord's presence. You can be an actor or a rapper that's cool with the president, but everything of life ain't heaven sit. Tell me where the weather is. Radio is certain death for the kids twerking. While the devil stay working, what it is. Lucifer, you such a liar, and you such a fraud. I think it's fitting that you die and serve with Jesus.
And people call it what they want, people call it what you want. I know, but I know exactly what it is.
I know exactly what it is.
Welcome to the wilderness.
We in the war.
In the mirror, come on. He got me spirited away. I feel so free, knowing that my old life is beneath me. I take a breath, I breathe easy. I'm so gone, drunk up in the spirit, feeling like I'm comatose. Life is better than it used to be. Can you imagine everything you ever thought I could have had? Cause I take from the vision that I've been given. God put it in me to accomplish that, be that kingdom vision. Listen, the one who's beating, I know that I'm already gone. Like a 747 jet, homie, I'm off in the zone. Now come on.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down.
Now that I stand and look at the skies above, I just say this is what I'm feeling when I think about Jesus' love. The way he gave up himself on the cross and died for my sins, it makes me tell myself that I can never go back again. My mental and physical DNA I know has been changed.
Now can you feel that?
That's the Holy Spirit on me, just like the rapture.
Come on,
changed in the blink of an eye.
I'll be your representative of him till the day that I fly.
So catch the wave and follow me to the streets at the goal, where everybody is in harmony and God's in control.
Come on,
your soul, cause believers operate from the Spirit.
And there's no devil in the world that can ever come near it. Better get with it.
It's that love that'll make you test the skies. And the more that I get deeper, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher and higher and high. Getting higher and higher and high and high and high and high.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down.
Everything will be fine. You just gotta let go and let God.
I spent so many years trying to work for his love,
his grace,
his favor and mercy.
But he showed me I was doing it wrong. Cause how can you pay for a gift that he already gave? You need to stand up knowing that he loves you.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting high.
Kelly boy,
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting high.
Bang loud, bang loud.
God, whose side you standing on? If you get it right with the Lord, brother, you're gonna burn. I'm bringing you the truth of this gospel. This ain't no fairy tale. In prison to a life of sin, and Jesus got your bail. Died upon the cross of Calvary. For our sins, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Go ahead and let him in. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the Maker.
This is the final call.
Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call. Lord, save them all.
Your destiny, not no paracord.
Many people being deceived because of what they hear. Running to the bosses of Satan, cause they got itching ears.
Prophecies all over the Bible, it's steady coming true. Time for you to make a decision about what you gonna do. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the Maker, this is the final call.
The final call, Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord, save them all.
The question, where do you want to go? John 3, the words of my Savior, you must be born again. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, if you plan to make it in. Pearly gates, streets of gold, even mansions. Make your reservations for heaven, you see your moms again. Righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost, eternal life in heaven with more. Can you ask for power that is born eternally? Salvation is mine, thanks to his blood that has made me free. Never departing from his holy presence, the essence of heaven be his presence. So what a blessing, he sees this lesson, given by inspiration of the Spirit. His voice is heard beyond mine. I pray you hear it and draw near it.
Before the trumpet blow, where will you go? Without Christ, I hope you know.
I can hear the final call. Lord, save them all. I hate to see a
in the city looking for me with them dudes. The principal didn't even trip, security didn't trip. So I had to secure my safety, making me have to dip. So I hit that highway, taking 70 to 55. Heading out to South County now, from the hood that's a long drive. Now I'm at this new school, ready to study a trade. Hoping somebody would trip, ready to bloody a face. But this is orientation, so I'ma throw my rope. Plus I see this girl I like and hoping that I get to know. So we hit the whip again, now we head back to the hood. But I got the feeling we ain't killing, it ain't nothing new. Then I see this truck on our side like it's about to pass. But I look up and guess what, we about to crash. Next, we can lie, about to die, I can even yell. Only thing I'm thinking is that I'm about to go to hell.
This knocked me out of Jackson, it was 1999. I ain't living for myself, I'm realizing I ain't lying. I'm alive, I'm alive.
Mic check. 1-2-1-2. What's cracking and how are you? Like we always do about this time. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thanks for tuning in again. Yeah, we on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, I think I'm gonna have to change it back. It still was that, but I'm just saying we tried to change the name, but you know. But it's still hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. We on it, though. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, we studying this word. We spending time with God, right? And fellowshipping with each other. But we worshiping God and learning from God at the same time together. So thanks for tuning in. This episode is the hip-hop Bible study episode. We take hip-hop and submit it to Jesus and glorify God through it. Yeah, we take hip-hop, submit it to Jesus, and glorify God through it. You know, not by our own works or power or might, but by his spirit. That's how this happens. So you will hear those hip-hop gospel tracks like you just heard if you've been listening. And we will get into the word of God like we're about to do in a few. You know what I'm talking about? Faith in God comes by us hearing his word. Well, that's worth repeating now. Faith in God comes by us humans hearing his word. Lord, make us hearers and doers of your word, all for your glory, in Jesus' name. And that's going to be our prayer. Yeah. Lord, make us hearers and doers of your word, all for your glory, in the almighty name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Scriptures for today. You can go ahead and turn here. We have three parts. So part one will be 2 Samuel chapter 13, and I'll meet you over there in a few. 2 Samuel chapter 13, you can go ahead and go there. 2 Samuel chapter number 13, that's part one. Part two will be Jeremiah chapter number 7. Jeremiah chapter number 7. For part two and part three, 1 John chapter 3. For part three, again, the scriptures for this broadcast. Part one, 2 Samuel chapter 13. Part two, Jeremiah chapter 7. Part three, 1 John chapter 3. All right? I'm your homie, Oasis. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on that hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, we on it. Doggone it. All right, contact info, whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Sign up for free newsletters. All right. Also, to order the album or the audiobook or and audiobook. Yeah, holler at me, whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. All right, you want the video footage? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. For the video footage, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. For the video footage, also on Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant. On Facebook, Joshua His Messenger, one word, spelled just like it sounds, and how it's spelled, His Messenger. All right, Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook. And on that IG, that Instagram, at Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. At Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. All right. All right, we got that out of the way. We ready to jump into the scriptures. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name. All right, y'all ready? 2 Samuel chapter number 13. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Now I got a inspirational scripture from these inspirational cards we've been reading. They never run out, even though we ain't have but a few of these. But there's scriptures on them, and the word of God is living. So this scripture right here talking about our eternal security. in our eternal security. We doing stuff to secure our lives on this earth. What about your eternal security? You can secure that while you're on earth too. Yeah, get with Jesus. Yeah, submit to God and resist that devil. Make him flee. So this scripture says, I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And these are words from Jesus. I give eternal life to them. Jesus giving us eternal life. And they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. You got to know that. That's for us, and he's letting any opposition know. I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. Eternal life, you're going to never perish, never going to perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. That's what Jesus said about you and me, John 10:28. Somebody just say, God got this, God got this. And then say it like this, God got us. All right, 2 Samuel chapter number 13. Are you ready? 2 Samuel chapter number 13. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Thanks for tuning in. All right. So, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1 says, after this Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Amnon was so distressed over his sister, Tamar, that he became sick. For she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her. But he distressed over her, want her so bad, want her so much. You know what I'm talking about? More like that's the first stalker, but it wasn't a stalker. It was something else, for lack of a better term, with this Amnon dude. Let's read, though. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 3 says, but Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. So that's the nephew of David. Now, Jonadab was a very crafty man. Uh-oh. Let's see what's going to happen here. He's a very crafty man. And he said to him, why are you the king's son becoming thinner day after day? Will you not tell me? Amnon said to him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. So that's half-sister and all that going on, stepsister, all that. Yeah, my brother's sister, Absalom. That's the stepdad. So David had more than one wife, okay? Had children by them too, okay? That's where that comes from. All right, now, verse 5, 2 Samuel chapter 13 says, so Jonadab said to him, lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, please let my sister Tamar come and give me food and prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat it from her hand. See how they plotting and scheming. Now remember, this dude here is a very crafty man. This is Amnon's friend, Jonadab, giving Amnon this advice. He's plotting and scheming because he's very crafty. All right, so we're in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6 says, then Amnon lay down and pretend to be ill. Look, he pretending to be ill, taking that bad advice, taking that old sneaky, shiesty advice. So he pretending to be ill, and it already said that it was improper for him to have her, right? Didn't we just read it? It was improper for Amnon to do anything to her because she's a virgin, right? In verse 2. So 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6 says, then Amnon lay down and pretend to be ill. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, please let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight that I may eat from her hand. And David ain't thinking nothing of it. David sent home to Tamar saying, now go to your brother at Amnon's house and prepare food for him. So Tamar, she being obedient, look at her, verse 8. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. Then she took flour and kneaded it made cakes in his sight and baked the cakes. And she took the pan and placed them out before him, but he refused to eat. So she got the plates, prepared the food, everything, but she refusing to eat.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so this is, then Amnon said, have everyone go out from me. Y'all see what's setting up right here. And they all went out from him. Verse 10 says, then Amnon said to Tamar, bring the food into the bedroom that I may eat from your hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, she ain't thinking nothing of it, and brought them to Amnon, her brother. Stepbrother, right? But still her brother nonetheless, because they've got the same dad, right? Or the same mama or something. They got the same dad, David. Them, it says, and Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them to Amnon, her brother, in the bedroom. Now, verse 11 says, now when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her, not the food, and said to her, come lie with me, my sister. What the feezy? Come lie with me, my sister. And you know it's improper for you to have her. All right? Now, this ain't nothing new under the sun. We be thinking stuff just now starting to happen. This is way back there in the days in 2 Samuel. That's why it ain't nothing new under the sun. You know what I'm talking about? It's crazy. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Verse 12. But she answered him, no, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. Look at her. She telling him, don't do this disgraceful thing. He already know it's improper for him to do this in verse 2. Okay? She telling him, don't do it. Verse 13 says, and I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, please speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. She pleaded and said, speak to the king, though. And he will not withhold me from you. You see what I'm saying? Just speak to the king. Do it the right way. And I think she was just trying to see her way out of that, man, because she realized she was in some danger, man. Man, bruh, I don't like dudes like Amnon. I'm getting mad. Verse 14. 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 14 says, however, he would not heed her voice. Rapist. See what I'm saying? He won't listen to her. And being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. That's the first rape, looked like to me. Since we've been studying and, you know, since I've seen it, yep. Here it is right here. He raping his own sister, man. Bull, bro. However, he would not heed her voice, and being stronger than her, then he forced her and lay with her. And ladies, man, y'all, if you ever get in that situation, please hit the dude in his private part real hard as you can, please. And keep hitting him until you get off something. Don't just hit him once you hit. I'm talking about till he let go and get away, so you can get away. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't. With these rapists and these molesters, man, I don't play by that. You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, y'all tripping on that. We in 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 15 says, then Amnon hated her exceedingly. See that? Gotta have her obsessed with it and all that. Told you not to do it. Now you done did it. Now after you finished, now you hate her. And that's what be going on now with these rapes and stuff, too. Ain't nothing new under the sun. That's why you got to read your Bible. That's why you got to get to know God. It's crazy. It's crazy folks out here because they're under the influence of evil. You see what I'm saying? Now he hating her. Let's see what happened, man. Then verse 15, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 15. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he loved her. And Amnon said to her, arise, be gone. So now he hate her. See what I'm saying? The best thing I heard somebody describe, best way that I heard somebody describe those lusty desires of ours is it's like those little sparkle things. You light them up and they sparkle, you know, like fireworks. You light them up and they sparkle and then they fizzle out. So you have to outlast and have to endure. You have to endure the temptation. We have to take the ways of escape. You see what I'm saying? So now he hating exceedingly, right? Verse 16, 2 Samuel chapter 13, done violated his sister. So she said to him, no indeed. So he trying to tell her to be gone. She said, no. No indeed. This evil, look at that. Tell you, that's evil. This evil of sending me away is worse than the other that you did to me. But he would not listen to her. Then he called his servant who attended him and said, here, put this woman out away from me and bolt the door behind her. Look at this. You done violated her, though. See what I'm saying? But God, that ain't going to go. It's not going to end well. I already know that. Let's keep reading, though. Verse 18, 2 Samuel chapter 13. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We're on this hip-hop Bible study. Still on it, little buddy. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 13. Verse 18 says, now she had on a robe of many colors, for the king's virgin daughters wore such apparel. So that signifies that she is royal, virgin, you know what I'm saying, and the king's daughter, right? So let's read verse 18 again, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 18. Now she had on a robe of many colors, for the king's virgin daughters, David's daughters, and that's his son too, for the king's virgin daughters wore such apparel. And his servant put her out and bolted the door behind her. Verse 19 says, then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her robe of many colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went away crying bitterly. That's a shame. Amnon. All right, verse 20 says, And Absalom, her brother, said to her, has Amnon, your brother, been with you? But now hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this thing to heart. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. Let's keep reading because there's a lot to go. Let's go. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. He wanted to be neutral. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. So he hating him, though. See, look at this. There's something going on. David mad. He very angry. Yeah, I would be, too. You see what I'm saying? Absalom, that's the brother. He spoke to his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. He ain't spoke to him good or bad. He acting neutral, right? But look at what his heart doing. The next sentence says, for Absalom hated Amnon. He hated him, but he ain't speaking to him neither good or bad. But he hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. So something's going to happen here. That's why I say, uh-oh. You know what I'm talking about? Let's keep reading. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 13. Verse 23 says, and it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. So Absalom invited all the king's sons. 2 years later now. Verse 24 says, then Absalom came to the king and said, kindly note your servant has sheep shearers. Please let the king and his servants go with your servant. But the king said to Absalom, no, my son, let us not all go now, lest we be a burden to you. Then he urged him, but he would not go, and he blessed him. Then Absalom said, if not, please let my brother Amnon go with us. You ain't going to go let Amnon go with us. And the king said to him, why should he go with you? But Absalom urged him, so he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Verse 28, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 28 says, now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, watch now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine. And he get drunk. See, look at this. They were plotting and planning. They were doing it back then. Watch now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine. Better get drunk at your house, cuz. Get your drink on at your house, I'm telling you. And don't, I'm telling you, sip on your wine at the house. Just still don't get drunk. But let your heart get merry at the house, Charlie. Watch now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, strike Amnon, then kill him. When I tell you strike him, kill him. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and valiant. Lion-hearted, right? Heroic. All right? So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and each one got on his mule and fled. And it came to pass while they were on the way that news came to David saying, Absalom has killed all the king's sons, and not one of them is left. What? Didn't it just say they fled? Now the news coming back to David that all the sons dead. Look at that. Boy, rumors travel faster than traveling faster than the truth, ain't it? Let's go back. We in 2 Samuel chapter 13. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Go back to verse number, what? We'll go back to 29. So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. They killed him, right? Then all the king's sons arose, each one got on his mule and fled. And it came to pass while they were on the way. That news traveling faster than them. How they traveled back then and then? Huh? They ain't had no telephone. That's the first phone, man. The news got there before they did. Because they say while they were on their way, the news came to David saying, Absalom has killed all the king's sons and not one of them is left. So the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the ground. Yeah, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. And that's a sign of humiliation and, you know, humbling yourself and all this, tearing their clothes and ashes on them. Verse 32 says, then Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, let not my lord suppose they have killed all the young men, the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. He letting them know. For by the command of Absalom, this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. He plotted this thing and sat on it for 2 whole years before it happened. You see that? Ain't that some stuff? All right. Verse 33 says, now therefore let not my lord, the king, take the thing to his heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead. So don't take it to heart. Only Amnon, one of them, is dead. Now remember, the whole time all this is happening, God is letting us see the story and see what's happening. Now remember, the whole time, all of it, God is always watching. He's in control. Well, why didn't he stop it? Hey, God got his reason. This on that wasn't God doing it. You know what I'm saying? This is evil of man. You know what I'm saying? Hurting innocent people. You see what I'm saying? The evil of man. Hurting somebody. I'm talking about violated her, his own sister. And they got him killed 2 years later. And after he violated her, raped her, what have you, forced her, then, you know, he immediately now he hating her. It said he hated her exceedingly and trying to put her out like a dog, right? Don't. Now the brother, her brother, found out about it. Act like everything was cool. 2 years later, had him murdered. You see what I'm saying? Had him killed. So that brings us up to speed. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Where we at? Verse 34 says, then Absalom fled. Now he running. See, when you take stuff into your own hand, that's what I'm saying. Same stuff going on either. He took it into his own hand and had that man killed. Told his servant that was abuse of power. You see what I'm saying? Had that man killed. So now he running. Absalom fled, and the young man who was keeping watch lifted his eyes and looked, and there many people were coming from the road on the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said to the king, look, the king's sons are coming. As your servant said, so it is. And so it was, as soon as he had finished speaking, that the king's sons indeed came, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Also, the king and all his servants wept very. Death done happened, and it done happened. But first, rape happened.
stepbrother, stepsister, same daddy though. You see what I'm saying? Different mamas. And he knew it was wrong. She pleaded with him not to do it. Did it anyway. The big brother found out. Because they got the same mama and daddy, Absalom. And Tamar. Absalom and Tamar got the same mama and daddy. You see what I'm saying? But they've had more than one wife. So he got more, you know, a lot of children. Or more children by different wives and everything like that, man. So Amnon raped his own sister, man. Virgin sister. Knew it was wrong. She pleaded with him not to do it. After he did it, hate and all that. So Absalom came, took matters into his own hands. And sometimes it's, well, I ain't gonna say sometimes. That must be hard to leave vengeance in God's hands, man. It'd be hard to let God repay folks. Especially if they did something like that, man. You see what I'm saying? So, let's read, man. See what's happening, man. We can never, God's way is always better than ours. So we need to do what he says over our own will. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 37. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Amihud, king of Gershon. And David mourned for his son every day. So David mourned for his son. Absalom gone too. So he lost two sons, because one got killed and the other one ran away. Verse 38 says, so Absalom fled and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And King David longed to go to Absalom, for he had been comforted concerning Amnon because he was dead. Been 3 years since Amnon is dead, and it's been 3 years since he seen Absalom, the other son. Wow. We'll get into that next time, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your homie Oasis. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy, still at it. You know what I'm talking about? That was part one, 2 Samuel chapter 13. Part two would be Jeremiah chapter 7 when we come back. I'm praising God, yeah. Playing these couple of songs. Jeremiah chapter 7, when we come back, that'll be part two. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back.
Fourth quarter time.
Hey, Jay Mack.
I keep telling the man.
Can you blame me for what I do? Never said I was the righteous. The crisis make you the trifest. Living life lifeless, sick of it and hepatitis B. I love the streets, it's apart from my family tree. I see, that's a part of my identity. What an amenity. Such money and drugs, it's the ministry. So far beyond going to see, that's a gift from the enemy. Astounded by the fact he surrounds my proximity. But I still tend to worship with worthless like it ain't bounded. I'm bounded, overcrowded with insignificance. I find significance just for the approval from cats who ignorant. What's the benefit? I went searching for dividends because the struggle's something I wish for no man to be in. For sure, should've saw my face when my mama said we was poor, like no ma'am. But I know my plan was bleed poverty out of my pores. So I was screaming for the Lord. Never wanted the Holy Ghost. Selling O's was proposed. So the road I chose is my only choice. No exaggeration, caught up in the fascination. Looking for the head cat in charge. This is the decapitator. I was slowly seeping in fabrication. Thinking that my peers would cheer for my self-gratification. Must have been stupid, run around town like a nuisance. Didn't want to hear another man's 2 cents. I was blind, trying to tie up the loose ends and get a new Benz. Refused in to be where everybody wanted me to be. See where everybody wanted me to see. Leave me alone, I just want to be free. Could have been my mom's crowded, drowning from emptiness, which made me envious, which distorted my own means to exist. More I try to resist, I lie to myself in the wrist. As high as the tide and I'm drenched, dying inside the abyss of life. And I'm trying to prevent my mind from aligning with sin, hiding disguising with sin. Side of my soul was condemned. Then again, it could have been that I was prideful, turned away from God, from my idols. A cycle, a cycle. I was fascinated in this and gave my attention to that. I put work about on the trap, never cared about how I act. I would make him would break a stack, and I wanted to be like him and them. But
let's have a talk about Jesus.
And now I see what's in the Bible. And anything I put before God is just an idol. Listen, this time is vital. There's no one that you can cry to. I pray today for revival. So
let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
Gave me grace.
Jesus.
I show my faith.
Jesus.
The merciful.
Jesus.
I'm thankful to
Jesus.
You got
In this world, it's full of distractions. Every once in a while we get distracted and put things before God. But anything you put for him is just an idol. Let's go. Contemplating, concentrated on how I made it. Better know what the world is full of, but end up constipated. Can't flush all of my urges. Nowhere to go, but I'm moving like this is urgent. I was confused about who I need to be serving. The saying is, life's no game without Derwin. Now the temperature got me early. Stress within could have sent up to my neck like a Sherilyn. Life's pandemonium with a pint of petroleum. Was gassed off what they promoted. Ain't no one can lure me in. Wish I traveled inside a DeLorean, but you can't take back or retract what you was indulging in. Metamorphosing in the shoes of the Lord was walking in through the fire. I wept, now my flesh is dressed up in porcelain. Trying to find my origin, and I couldn't pass go because my thought process was stuck on
money cash.
You know, the rest of me, trying to find my destiny. Faith as small as a mustard seed would partially puzzle me. Reluctantly, did what I wanted till I was comfortably skipping chapters. Was thinking my pastor was trying to hustle me. Guess the devil was interrupting me, cause what's bitter, he tried to make sweet as a honeysuckle tree. Raised in the gutter, we don't affiliate with wannabes, but at 40, you still ain't conforming to what you wanna be. Rhymes come abundantly, ain't willing to take a bunch of leave when your life ain't about sacrifices for Jesus Christ. Then again, it could have been in the end, I was prideful. Turned away from God for my idols. A cycle. I was fascinated in this and gave my attention to that. I put work of out on the trap. Never cared about how I act. I would make him would break a stack. And I wanted to be like him and them, but
let's have a talk about Jesus.
And now I see what's in the Bible. And anything I put before God is just an idol. Listen, this time is vital. It's knowing that you can cry to. I pray today for revival. So
let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
Gave me grace.
Jesus.
I showed my faith. The merciful
Jesus,
I'm thankful to
Jesus.
You died for me.
Let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
You took my day
Jesus.
You gave me breath
Jesus.
You helped me see
Jesus.
Make my life complete
Jesus.
You bring me joy.
Let's have a talk about Jesus.
Cause his grace and mercy he give us every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, they're right. Turn up. Shoot. Turn up. Turn down for what? Turn up. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I was amped up and turned up when I was partying. Partying hard in the club and carrying on. Yeah, so we amped up over here in the kingdom. Extra. Because this the right way. I was amped up the wrong way. Now we turned up the right way. Even more than we were when we were the wrong way. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. And we on this hip-hop Bible study. Excuse me, little buddy. So first part, we already did that. That was 2 Samuel chapter 13. And now we are ready for part number 2. And that will be Jeremiah chapter number 7. Jeremiah chapter number 7. So let's get it, man. Jeremiah chapter number 7. Starting at verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 7. Give a few more seconds to get there. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. All right. Jeremiah chapter 7. Verse 1 says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. Yes, stand in the gate of the Lord's house. Where the Lord's house is, okay, go stand in the gate and proclaim there this word right here. Proclaim there this word and say, say, hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. So this is going to the Lord's house. Mm-hmm. He said, go to the gate of the Lord's house and say this word right here. Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter at these gates to worship the Lord. Verse 3 says, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Amend. Make amends. Correct. Right? Some synonyms for amend. Okay? Hold tight. Let's get them. Because this is Bible study, right? Take our time. Change. That's one. That's a plain old one. I said that. Enhance, clarify better. Let's see here. I like change. Redraft. That's one of them. That's close to repent. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, change your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell here. Now, these are not words from me. These are not words from Jeremiah. These are words from the Lord to Jeremiah, and I'm just reading them out loud. You read them, right? Okay. Hear what the Lord is saying. Amend your ways and your doings. Change your ways and your doings. Correct them. And I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Don't trust in the lying words. God's word is true. Don't trust in the lying words. It says, verse 4, let's read it again. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord. Look at what they're saying. The temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways, if you thoroughly change your ways for the better and your doings,
if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, so you can't be saying, like the world saying, oh, don't judge me. You can't judge, because the Bible's saying right here, execute judgment. Now, when Jesus said, don't judge and you do not judge and you won't be judged, that means don't be condemning nobody. Because think about what a judge does. He's supposed to be there to you know, decide over right from wrong from both sides. But, you know, these mugs corrupt too. You see what I'm saying? But what they do, they pronounce sentences on folks, right? Condemnation. They condemn folks. Okay? So, back over here. Now, when you call out right and wrong, that's not judging. The only one being judged when you telling the truth is Satan. I say that again. The only one being judged when you are telling the truth is Satan. Y'all be soft. Don't judge. Let's read verse 5. I'm going to go by what God says. It's time for us to go by what God says, not our own understanding, not what we thought, okay? Not this religious way we look at God. No. He ain't never told us to look at him through no religion. He ain't showed you himself through no religion. When God reveal himself, he going to reveal himself through Jesus, which is greater than any religion. Oh, it's getting real up in here now. Jeremiah chapter 7. Verse 5. For if you thoroughly, all the way, amend your ways, that means thorough, all the way through that thing, change your ways, correct them and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you do it right, if you do not oppress the stranger, but that's what they doing, right? They're not executing judgment. But he telling, if we do it, he got us. It don't matter if they doing it or not, you do it. If you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt, don't listen to them lying words. Do what God says. I don't care how hard it is. Don't shed blood in this place, innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods to your hurt. Don't be adopting them philosophies. Let me try to talk about, yeah, we get this unity with all. We need unity with all the religions. Oh, come on, man. Jesus is not shaking the devil's hand. I'm going to let you know that now. Jesus is not going to shake the devil's hand, but the devil will trick you in thinking that he will. But you know what I'm saying? He's not. The only time the light shine up is to get rid of the darkness, right? Okay. Jesus show up to get rid of Satan. Satan come to get rid of Jesus. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't want you to see Jesus, experience God, his mercy, his love, or nothing. He want to destroy the relationship. Kill it. Kill the worship. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life. So you can't get life, or you don't have life unless you got Jesus. So he came that you might have life, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly on top of that. Mm-hmm. Spiritual, to be spiritually minded, that's life and peace. To be carnal-headed, physical-minded, going with your five senses and all of that religion and all that, man, please, that's death. I'm going to get life and peace. I ain't got time for death. So, if you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, or walk after other gods till you're hurt, verse 7, then I will cause you to dwell in this place right here, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. I'm going to cause you to dwell right here, but you got to do what I said. That's thoroughly amend, change, right, your ways and your doings. If you thoroughly execute judgment, be real with it, man, between a man and his neighbor. Mm-hmm. If you do not oppress the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, then God is going to cause us to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. But it says, behold, but look, behold means look. See this though. Check this out. You trust in lying words that cannot profit. You ain't going to do what God say, doing amend your ways so God can keep you in this place where he done brought you at. It says they won't listen because this is the church, right? He said, go into the gates of his house You know, this God's house. Okay, all right. Well, judgment starts at my house. They still don't know what to do. They say, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Where the lying words at? That vaccine? Lying words. Mm-hmm. So now they talking about this another one. Done broke out worse than the Delta. Like, yeah. Now what? We didn't even get the vaccines in there, buddy. Yeah, you trusting in them lying words, huh? You watching that news all day and forgetting to pray, huh? See, Jesus said watch, but he also said pray. He didn't say just keep on watching it. If you watching the news more than you reading your Bible, all right then. Come on, bro. That's your God, the news is. You listening to them lying words. They can't even tell you what the weather going to do. But unless God let them be right, that's all. Because I'll be messing them up. They'll tell you one forecast, and it'll be another one. You really look at the forecast. Ain't no rain in the forecast. Then next thing you know, the day going by and it rain. Like, what? It said it wasn't going to rain. They don't be knowing. But God do. So, your God mad. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. You won't listen to him, though, huh? Let's go. Verse 9 says, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal? That's Satan. That's the enemy. Will you burn incense to Baal and walk after other gods whom you do not know and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say we are delivered to do all these abominations? Yeah, God watching everything, man. Sees everything. And he be wanting to know why you acting evil. Why you acting like Satan? Talking about we are delivered. Y'all done got over there to other gods because they didn't listen. They trusted in lying words instead. They started looking at them other philosophies and hear what other folk were saying about the Bible instead of what the Holy Ghost said about Jesus. Yeah, he the truth. He the way, he the life. He don't need nothing else. He don't need no other books, man, but folk be going for his other books missing out the Bible. Yeah, that's a lie from Satan. Okay? Stop listening to Satan, shall we? Jesus is the truth. He the truth. He is the Word of God. How's something missing from him? Stop listening to Satan, man. People quick to listen to Satan, but won't listen to the Holy Spirit. All you need is in Jesus, and Jesus, right, he right here in his Bible. His Word of God, the Word of God. Forget what you heard. And they left stuff out the Bible. Yeah, right. This God's Word, bro, and sister. They left stuff out. No, they didn't. Even if they did, I bet you God make sure you get the whole truth, because Jesus is the whole truth. Somebody say, Jesus is the whole truth. So how's something missing? If he the Word, how's something missing? This God left it out for a reason. So, has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 7. Verse 11. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I have seen it, says the Lord. I seen it. You think this a den of thieves or something? You got this the kingdom up in this month? Verse 12 says, but go now to my place, which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first. Go to Shiloh. Shiloh is where I put my name on you at first. Go to that place where you first got faith in God. That's what I'm talking about. Go to that place where I put my name at first and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. Now remember, when you first started following Jesus Christ, boy, you was scared straight. You didn't want to do nothing wrong. Right? Okay. Remember. Remember who? This God now. This God who we walking with. Now it says because of the wickedness of my people Israel. That's what get Israel whooped every time. But the wickedness, not the righteousness. Verse 13 says, and now because you have done all these things, says the Lord, and I spoke to you rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear, and I called you,
but you did not answer. Was Harvey trying to wake you up? And you just keep on tossing and turning? He answered, huh? I want him to answer you all the way, don't you? Yeah. I spoke to you rising up early, speaking to you, but you ain't even hearing me because you turn on the news before you turn on the good news. I see if you're in the Word now. And that's what you need to be in. You need to be in the Word more than anything and everything else. In the Word of God, man. Yeah, getting to know Him. Even before you start your day, I don't care if you running late, but how many people will run late and sit down and still spend time with God? And how many people will run late and skip over spending time with God and go out the door and get the day started? Come on, bro. Come on, sister. Real stuff. Mm-hmm. Running late. Shoot. I got to get there. Oh, man, I ain't spend time with God. Girl, I'm going to catch you later at my lunch break. God, how you know you're going to make it to your lunch break? You can get on the road. As soon as you get on there, it could be an accident. It could be gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is your priorities? Who is your priority? Is yourself your priority? Monday through Friday. I know Sunday, y'all act like God the priority. Okay. Monday through Friday. Wait, who's your priority? You can say what you want to say, but who is your priority? Where do your time go Monday through Friday? Who you spending your time with? Get that word in if you like. So you gonna, I'm going to get you later at lunchtime, God. All right, I'm just saying. Real stuff, though. You know what I'm talking about? God, this God's earth. And if this is our Father, and if this is earth, why are we being more loyal to this vanity than Him? Folks don't even be liking their job, man. And they'll get up there and make sure they 9-to-5. Rushing, sitting in traffic, take an hour and a half to get there. You know what I'm saying, bro? Don't like what they doing. Don't like, but don't, I'm talking about loyalism of Amos Nandy. Huh? Oh, you know God show you, he the one give you power to get well, the power to get wealth, and he show you how to be successful his way. Okay, so we have been taught with this system how to do things man's way. And I'm talking about wash us down to the point we don't even know how to use or work our faith. That's why there's a bunch of dead faith on the earth, because look at the churches closed. But everybody on this earth ain't got no dead faith. You know what I'm talking about? Some of us work our faith instead of working the job. Yes, sir. We're going to work our faith. And some of us don't learn how to work our faith even on the job or in the business. Don't learn how to work it. Yeah, we do what we do unto God. All right? So, we in Jeremiah chapter 7. Verse 13, and now because you have done all these things, says the Lord, not says Joshua, not says Oasis, but says the Lord, I spoke to you rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. And I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore I will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust. Yeah, y'all trusted in them churches instead of the God who run the church. Therefore, I will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to this place which I gave you, which I gave to you and your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Oh, what did he do to Shiloh? Let's keep reading. And I will cast you out of my sight. As I have cast out all your brethren, the whole posterity of Ephraim. Yeah, because they ain't listening to God. That's why he cast them out. They not listening. They refuse to listen. They want to stay in their flesh and be carnal and be hostile against God. Okay. Yeah, God is living in what he said. Because you did this, I'm going to do this. We reading about it. Verse 16, therefore do not pray for this people. See what I'm saying? I told you, you got to listen to what God says. Sometimes you come across these scriptures and God say, don't even pray for them. But Christianity say it tells you, pray for everybody, love every man. I read my Bible, cuz, and I spend time with God, so I ain't listening to that bull crap y'all talking about.
I'm going to read this Bible. I'm going to listen to my father. And I'm going to do what he says. It's a time and a season for everything, right? So this season right here, verse 16, therefore do not pray for this people. Why? Because he called them and they ain't answer. He waking them up. They ain't studying them. They refuse to do right. So therefore do not pray for these people. Why are you going to pray for them? And God already letting you know not to pray for them and letting you know they refusing. They refusing me. They refuse to do right. Therefore do not pray for these people. Verse 16, Jeremiah 7, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Now what? Have you ever heard God talk like that before? Oh, you ain't know he talked like that because you was under that Christianity stuff. Yeah, God go hard, man. He been on that it is what it is. He ain't changing up the standards, or he ain't changing up his word because we don't like it and we don't agree with it. Well, I'm going to read it again. Jeremiah 7, verse 16. Therefore, do not pray for this people. What people? The ones that's rejected him and refused to listen to him that we just read about in the verses previous. Right? And it's going to happen to you, too, if you don't listen to God. And trusting in these lying words. He calling. They ain't listening. Right? They ain't answering when he called. He's speaking, but they ain't hearing him. You see what I'm saying? Do whatever they want to do in his house. Now, remember, he's talking to his people. Verse 17. Verse 16. Therefore, do not pray for this people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Do not see what they do. Or do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah? And in the streets of Jerusalem. You see what they doing on the earth? See what's going on? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes for the queen of heaven. Who? To make cakes for the queen of heaven. Who? To make, who the heathen is the queen of heaven? See what I'm saying? God calling this cheese out. God calling it out, man. I'm just reading. Okay, let me go and read. We in Jeremiah chapter 7 told you when a real prophet comes, people are not looking forward to seeing prophets. This is what prophets do. Jeremiah, that's a real prophet. Samuel, we in that too, that's a real prophet. Isaiah, we got out of that and came into Jeremiah, that's a real prophet. You ain't looking for them to come to, you get a house, you get out. That's not what a real prophet going to tell you, Charlie. We over here with a real prophet right now. Jeremiah, I'm talking, that motherfucker, God tell him, don't even pray, make intercession, I ain't hearing you. God! So, verse 18, let's read it. The children gather the wood. The children corrupt. They gather the wood. The fathers kindle the fire with the wood that the children gather because they corrupt because of the fathers. And the women knead the dough, all the family, right, to make cakes for the queen of heaven. Who the Feezy? And they pour out drinks. They pour out drink offerings to other gods that they may provoke me to anger. And you know good and well, it's only the king of heaven. They pulling out stuff to the queen of heaven. That's why don't pray for them, cuz God made them. He made all of us, right? They provoking me to anger, man. All this strange worship, rituals and religion and all this stuff. Okay, verse 19, Jeremiah chapter 7. Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces? When you make God mad, you're really shaming yourself. So shame on you. Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces? Thinking you're doing something to God, but you're hurting yourself. Verse 20 says, therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place. But y'all thinking that God's soft. Y'all forgot Jesus is the lamb and the lion. The lamb and the lion. He's a lion too. The lion. He humble, but don't mess with him. Yeah, because the lion know what to do. He the king. He knows what to do. God made him like that. The lion know what to do, man. He on assignment from the king of kings. You know what I'm talking about? From the king, man. All right, So, therefore, verse 20, therefore thus says the Lord, this says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast, that's the animal, on the trees of the field, and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. I'm going to burn it up. It ain't going to be quenched. That's going on in California right now. I'm talking about burning up. They can't put it out. I'm going to burn California straight up off the map, bro. I'm talking about off the earth. Keep on. Hurricanes hitting. I'm talking about tearing up some stuff going. I'm talking, man, coronavirus still mutating. We don't die. We multiply. Vaccine. I'm talking about he laughing at the vaccine. What else you got? Got. Coronavirus laughing at that. You know who the coronavirus ain't laughing at? And who he running from? The Lord Jesus. We got faith in him. He in us. Jesus over coronavirus. Jesus over these dead churches. Jesus over these false prophets. Jesus over all these religious Christians. If you got God, you better serve God in the spirit and in the truth, not in a religious way. It's a shame on the churches because we got the true and living God. But those of us that hearing and doing what the Bible say, we in the kingdom, cuz. We still in this thing. The rest of y'all better repent and get with Jesus. Because we ain't got no problem repenting and getting with Jesus. So you best to recognize. Yeah, we know we repent and get with Jesus. Y'all better recognize. Y'all think y'all done made it in heaven. The church, these churches ain't heaven, cuz. They ain't even got no faith. Look what shame on Rev, man. I have to have a meeting with Rev if the church was closed. If I was at one of these churches and Rev closed the church, I have to have an appointment and ask Rev. He had to explain to me why your church was closed at this critical time. You see what I'm saying? And if the answer wasn't right, I'd be out of your church. God ain't never told you to go follow Jesus and then go join the church. Get the this man stuff. And that's what we be thinking. Jeremiah chapter 7. Verse 20, therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast and on trees, on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. Okay, I ain't speak to them about this, but this is what I commanded them saying. Okay, check it out. Let's go back. Verse 22, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt. Okay, in the day I brought them out concerning burnt offerings of sacrifices, the day I brought them out. See, they got the sacrifices and the burnt offerings and all that in the wilderness. But the day he brought them out is what he's talking about. On the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings of sacrifices. But this is what I told them on the day I brought them out. Verse 23. This is what God told them. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice. Don't be sitting up here thinking you're going to disobey God and get the blessings of God. It don't work like that. It don't work like that, cuz. I'm a child of God. I know it. But if you disobeying, who child you really are? If you disobeying your father, whose child are you? Disobedient. If he's your father, love him and obey him then. If you love me, you will obey me. Ain't that what Jesus said? Ain't that what God said? And here go verse 23 saying it. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice. Obey my voice. And I will be your God. If you obey my voice. Not if you disobey my voice. Obey my voice and I will be your God. And you shall be my people. And walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Obey me. Walk in the ways that I told you, so it can go well with you. Because if you don't, you know it ain't going to go well. Verse 24 says, yet they did not obey. Okay. They used to be in disobedience. It says, yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of evil hearts and went backward and not forward. I'm talking about following their hearts, shouted. That's what the world tell you to do, follow your heart. Right? But God tell you to follow Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Jesus tell you to follow him. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow him. Follow me. Jesus says, follow him. Yet they did not obey or incline their ears. Look at that. God. Okay, back to verse 24. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but follow the counsels and the dictates of their evil heart. So your heart can counsel you. And you can think it's God. Evil heart, though. You're going to be doing evil. And went backwards. You're going to be going backwards and not forward, cuz. Are you growing or are you stuck? And then from stuck, God tried to get you unstuck, and then you start going backwards because you ain't listening. Verse 25 says, since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me or incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. Yeah, they turned a deaf ear to God. They stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers, worse than the ancestors. Who they talking about? Because the ancestors was repenting, and you know they was experiencing God on a great level. You see what I'm saying? Some of them was repenting, but a lot of them got killed too. By the same God, there is love. Think about it. A lot of them got killed. Moses didn't even make it into the promised land. And none of them did. Their children made it into it. But none of them made it into the promised land. And we going into the promised land. Our parents, they might not make it, cuz. He trying to bring them into it now. Some of them are, you know, already in heaven. But the ones that still here now, he trying to bring them into the promised land right here. Mm-hmm. He ain't talking about heaven, paradise. He's talking about the promised land, the kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom being developed in your life, right? If they don't unplug or they don't get from under that tar, that tradition and religion, they're not going to get it. Not going to go into it. So, therefore, you... This is we'll be at verse number, we're in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 27. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. Even though you're saying all this to them, God's still letting you know they ain't going to obey you, man. They still not going to obey. He know us. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. Call them, they ain't going to answer. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Nor receive correction. It's a fool that does not receive the correction. Mm-hmm. Hear the rebuke and still stay the same. That's a fool. God letting you know. They ain't going to hear you. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. They don't even receive correction from you. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouth. Not yours, but theirs, right? Cut off your hair and cast it away and take up a lamentation on the desolate heights. For the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. The Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. And that I believe it's the generation right here, because his wrath been on the earth since 2020. 2021 still on here, right? God himself on the earth. These mothers still, they. So guess what God doing now? Rejecting and forsaking this generation. Mm-hmm. Because guess what they doing? They did it first to him. It ain't tick for tack, none of that. It just, it is what it is. I made you upright, but then you chose to go against me. So these are the results. These are the results that you get for going against the right way. Going against the one who made you. Cut off your hair. Cast it away. That's why they be shaving their head bald and all that. I'm telling you. Humiliation. Take up a lamentation. That's a loud cry. On the desolate heights. For the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. Forsaken by God, cuz. Now, for those of us that follow him, we know he'll never leave us or forsake us. But they are going to be forsaken and rejected. That's going on right now. For the children of Judah have done evil in my sight. They done evil in my sight. Ain't they going to listen? And this Judah, these the ones, these the praisers, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. The whatever goes against God's nature, that's an abomination. They set that in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. They got homosexual preachers and stuff. Because I know that's an abomination. That's a good abomination right there. They legalized it and everything. Yep. They have set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to pollute it. They ain't rebuking. They say the LGBTQ, elemental P. And they like, hey, okay. They say they're gonna shut the house down. Like, boy, y'all some scary, scary Christians. That's what y'all is. But we, the righteous, the sons of God, we bold as the lion of Judah. Verse 31, and we're in Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 31, and they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come into my heart. Because remember, they're going off the dictates of their own evil hearts, and they're not listening to God. Everything God say don't line up with his word. So if it's saying something different from his word, then it ain't him. His spirit is the spirit of truth. It's going to remind you what his word says. Verse 32, therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord. The days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet or the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter is what it's going to be called. For they will bury in Tophet until there is no room. Kind of what's going on right now, ain't it? Ain't no room in the hospitals and stuff. And the only reason they said that the numbers had dropped and went down, now they saying that it's because they weren't being reported. Because I know they've been getting all these gatherings, and I seen the football game Saturday, and it was 80,000 people in the stadium, and I ain't seen none of them folks with masks on or staying away from each other. But they telling you to put your mask on. And I know all of them wasn't vaccinated. There wasn't no social distance or nothing, bro, in that game. All right, verse 33 says, the corpses of this people will be food for the birds of the heaven and the beasts of the earth, and no one will frighten them away. The birds gonna eat and get fat. They'll all turn into some turkeys. Some fat turkeys. Yes, sir. Okay. Verse 34 says, then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness. Gonna be gone. The voice of mirth and the voice of gladness. Gonna be gone. Celebrating gladness. Gonna be gone. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. For the land shall be desolate. He gonna hit it with no life. And this is what the prophet Jeremiah had to deliver to the people. Because remember, in the first verse in Jeremiah chapter 7, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. And Jeremiah had to deliver this word. Okay? So that's all that we are, you know, the preachers and stuff, and we just delivering. We just messengers. I'm his messenger. I'm going to deliver this mail. You know what I'm talking about? Now, rather you take it and receive it and whatever you want to do, hey. But it's been delivered. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. I am a follower of Jesus the Christ. And we are on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. When we come back, we got one more part, which will be 1 John. 1 John, going toward Revelation, all right? 1 John chapter 3, and wait on me. I'll meet you over there. You know what I'm talking about? when hip hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Trust him, Lord.
He's a man. Think twice. Why would I put my trust in him? He can't give life. You breathe the same air as me. Heart cold as ice. You the real. Here's the deal. I own it. Right.
Trust in politicians. He's a man. Think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
Don't get caught up in the mix, Satan's full of dirty tricks. But I'm picking up some bricks and throwing them right at him. Watch him scatter, duck dodge, mess up his data. It really do matter about our only hope, King, Lord, Savior. He makes the defeated foe change all of his evil behavior. Oh yeah, you best believe I'm calling you out. And at the same time, I'm gonna shout about our only hope. Can you cope, man? I've been broke plans, didn't have him. I was trying to do my own thing, and then he came alive in my life. Show me he really paid the price. Are we gonna stand and be sons of God or hide like mice? Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as ice. people real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. A black man, the president, is it a godsend? If it is, I know one thing, we really at the end of bad ways. We were treated, even now, still is. Just years ago, there was even war between our kids. Genesis, don't you forget, who are you playing with? You really didn't think, but the Lord saw all of it. He told his friend Abraham that he had his back, and after harsh bondage and oppression, he did prove that. Don't get mad at us, it's bigger than me and you. It's our time to shine, he brought us through, respect is due. There's got to be more than what they offer in this life. You heard about that book that cut sharper than a two-edged knife? Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. People real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Father, keep me and let your will be done on earth. You got kindness, mercy, and grace that frees us from the curse. We go through a lot as a people, not talking about the human race. Black folks, yes, the black male gets no mercy with this case. Conspiracy, not studying the traps they set for me. Isaiah lets me know, no weapon gon' work, you see. Lord, help me reach with the one and only hope. You are always with us, even when it hung us from a rope. Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done. We will continue to follow you until you come. Faith and trust in mankind is not the change we need. I'm gonna sit and watch with Jesus, cause this world is full of greed. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. People real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
Yeah, chicken baby, oh, my bad. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, this your homie Oasis. And we still on this hip-hop and Jesus, hip-hop Bible study, little buddy, we on it, all right? Part 1, 2 Samuel chapter 13, in case you missed it. That's part 1, 2 Samuel chapter 13. Part 2, Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7, part 2. Part 3, are you ready for that right now? 1 John chapter 3, let's get it. 1 John chapter number 3. 1 John chapter number 3. Let's go. Let's get it. Remember John, 1 John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John towards Revelation. You'll find them. All right, Revelation, that's the last book in the Bible. All right, 1 John, go to chapter number 3, and I'm waiting for you. 1 John, chapter 3. All right, you ready? 1 John, chapter 3, verse 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Yeah, what type of love? What kind of love is this that God has for us? What manner of love? Behold, look.
receive. What manner of love? Recognize what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God, and we still in these bodies. Sinful natures, right? And he still call us children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Okay? The world does not know you because the world does not know Jesus. That should make you feel a little bit better. Well, a lot of bit better. That should help you understand more. Because it ain't about feelings. You know what I'm talking about? All right? Because it did not know him, though. So the world does not, therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Okay? Behold, now we are children of God. Okay, beloved, I'm sorry, beloved, now we are children of God. And it has not been revealed what we shall be. Okay, it has not been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. Okay, you got to know that. When he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Don't see him as Lord. That's why we already practicing now. Jesus is Lord. We already honoring him now. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure. Because we are purified by the hope that we have in Christ. Remember, we live by faith. Okay? We are purified by the hope, this hope. In him purifies himself just as he is pure. Don't get caught up in religion thinking that this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to work your faith, yeah. Okay? But hope in him, it purifies himself just as he is pure. The hope of Jesus Christ has got to purify us. That's why he fulfilled the law, and it don't count if you fulfill it. If you do it, you're going to fall short anyway. So don't even try it. Just live by faith, not by sight. That's what we own. We're not under the law. Verse 4 says, whoever commits sin, okay, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness, okay? And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him there is no sin, right? That's why there's no condemnation when you're in Christ Jesus, okay? What Paul said, man, the things that are want to do, and it's written in your Bible. See, we be forgetting. We think we good two-shoes and all that stuff. But Paul, like, the things that I want to do, I ain't doing them. The things that I don't want to do, I keep doing them. Then he said, I find that in me, it's a law working in me because I'm under the law and I know it's right. But then sin in me, it crucified me by the law. Like, sin is a dirty mother. You know what I'm saying? Use the law against me, man. Yeah, all this in Romans, you know what I'm saying, when Paul go back and forth with that. Oh, wretched man that I am, that's what he say. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? That's what we own. We wretched, man. Woman, children, and teenagers, you wretched, I'm wretched. I ain't wretched. Yes, you is. You wretched, huh? Nah. But like I said, ain't now one of us wrote this Bible. Paul wrote most of the New Testament and still called himself wretched. God was revealing himself to Paul like we ain't even sin. God was revealing himself to Paul like Paul experienced God shaking the jail and knocking everybody cuffs off and opening the prison. You see what I'm saying? For him and Silas, because they were still praising. And the inmates were listening. All this is in your Bible. You see what I'm saying? And he called himself wretched. He the one was real with his sinful nature and the spiritual nature and say, it's a battle going on in me. And then he said, man, oh, wretched man that I am. And that's what you got to know about yourself, that you're wretched. And then he says, he didn't stop with the wretched. He kept going. He said, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? I thank God. Yes, sir. I thank God. Yes, sir. Who gives me the victory? Feel like preaching. But this is Teaching Tuesdays. Yes, sir. First John. Chapter 3. Yes, sir. Still in preach mode, right? All right. So, and you know that this is verse 5. First John chapter 3, verse 5. And you know that he being Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins. And in him, there is no sin.
He was manifested to take away our sins, meaning he is bigger than our sins. Huh? He was manifested. He was brought forth from heaven to take away your sins. He got to be bigger and stronger than your sins if he could take them away. Mm-hmm. Come on. Jesus is the Lord, man. Yes, sir. So, he was manifested to take away our sins. 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. 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 It ain't say in him there is no sinning. There's no sin in him. No sin in him. And guess what? He is in you, and you in him, right? Okay. Come on, we'll figure that one out. He's in you, you in him. No sin in him. That don't mean you ain't gonna mess up. That mean he ain't gonna charge it against you, right? Because you are in him. Yeah, it's the sin that's in you that be messing us up. It ain't you. That's why God can love you, love me, and hate the sin. He loves the sinner, but hates the sin. So, whoever abides in him does not sin. If you stay in him, you don't sin. You're living by faith, not by sight. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. When you see Jesus, it changes you. When you receive Jesus, he becomes Lord, and your sins are not Lord in your life anymore. See how this working? Mm-hmm. Whoever abides in him, if you stand in him, does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous. Just because you're practicing righteousness, just because you're choosing righteousness, right? You become righteous. Just as he is righteous, it's his seed that's in us, man. It's his seed that's in us that separates us from our sins. So God know how to kill our sins and not kill us. Verse 8, he who sins is of the devil. Remember, he not acknowledging God, nothing. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. Remember, there's no sin in him, though. And you are in him, and he is in you. So we ain't on that devil stuff. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's why Jesus came. So he can be Lord in you and tear up your sinful nature, shawty. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to beat it by yourself, but with his help, okay, we can overcome every temptation and every weight that easily besets us. Mm-hmm. We can overcome with him in us. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy, not slap high five, not let him slide, not show mercy to, but that he might destroy the works of the devil. Yeah, church folks, them churches, they too busy letting the devil be up in their church. Because the devil had money, and the devil had, he had prestige, he knew some people, and he was giving the biggest offer, so they let him stay. I'm not hanging with the devil. I don't care how much money he got. You know what I'm saying? That he might destroy the works of the devil. That's what Jesus came for. So when Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, then I'm going to let him destroy the works of the devil in my life. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Look at this. If you don't get set free by these scriptures that we are reading today, you might have to meditate on them and read them again tomorrow. God letting you know something, man. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Why? You've been born of God. Look at what it says. For his seed remains in him. Your sin can't be greater than his seed. You see what I'm saying? Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. There's no condemnation to you when you are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation to you when you fall on the right path.
Don't think God know everything about us? So if you fall, you fall on the right path. It's different from falling on the wrong path. He know you're going to fall. He know you come short of his glory. He already know that. But do you trust him enough that when you fall short that you're still sinless? Look at this. You're still blameless before him because his seed remains in you. Look, verse 9, 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. Whoever has been born of God, not born in a religion, but whoever has been born of God does not sin. And we look what it says. For his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. He cannot sin. God had to change it to where what you're doing ain't even coming out as sin. Because all have sinned but come short. All have sinned, E-D, but fell short, fall short. I still fall short, right? But I ain't sinning no more, right? Because I just fall short. It's not me. It's the sin that's in me. All this is in the Bible. This is how we got to live. So you can know when you mess up, confess up, and keep on pushing with God. Don't be like Adam and Eve and try to go hide from the presence of God. I messed up earlier today, so I ain't read my Bible all day. Boy, you better get in that Bible, cuz. You come on, fighting to get in that mug, too. Just because you messed up. We about to go off live, man. But appreciate everybody tuning in. We still got a few more verses to go to. But you can pick it up in the archives. Pick it up in the replay and everything like that, man. All right, so... We in 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 9 again. I'm going to have to read this again myself. Matter of fact, we can go back to verse 4. Now I ain't going to do it to y'all. I'm going to go with verse 9. Whoever has been, but matter of fact, skip that. Because this is serious business. This is about sin and the child of God. Okay? You got to know there is no condemnation to you if you're in Christ Jesus. Does that mean you should just go out there and start sinning and do whatever? No, because God forgive you? Come on, man. What kind of heart is that if you think like that? What kind of mind you got? You know good and well, God ain't nothing to play with. That's who this is for. If you know good and well, God ain't nothing to play with, this is for you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. See, we done accepted him. So guess what he did? He took away our sins once and for all. And in him, there is no sin. Even when you mess up, you just... falling short, but it ain't sin. Look at this. We understanding that verse. All have sinned, E-D, and fall, not fail. All have sinned with an E-D on it and come short, not came short. Come on now. This is the verse being opened up right here. This is that verse being opened up right here in these few verses. In 1 John chapter 3. Verse 5 says, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. That's why he came forth, to take away our sins. That don't mean the sin is winning because you keep falling short. No. And in him there is no sin. Because now when you fall short, you confessing. Father, I'm sorry. You coming crying, right? You feel brokenhearted, as opposed to sinning and not feeling nothing for God, right? Okay. Whoever abides in him, if you stay in him, you do not sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Okay? Because when we in him now, we not sinning. We falling short. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous. If you going after the right thing, if you doing the right thing with God, you're righteous. You living by faith. That's what makes us righteous. Just as he is righteous. Right? Our righteousness comes from him. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, the sins. Jesus came to destroy the sins. Mm-hmm. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. It don't say do not sin, it say does not. Already did it for you. It's finished. Whoever has been, you are the righteousness of God. Jesus fulfilled the law for us. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin. Look, he cannot do it because Jesus in him, because he has been born of God. He born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of devil are manifest. This is how you know the difference between the children of God and the children of the devil. Y'all ready? 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. This is, and in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. If you're not trying to do right with God, you're not of God. Nor is he who does not love his brother. If you don't love, if you got hate in your heart for anybody, right? Your brother, your sister, your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your friend, your whoever, right? Nor is he who does not love his brother. Love. Okay? Make sure you love. And love is action. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Why don't we love one another? We should love one another. You should not be in any one-sided relationships. When you are the one loving and they not, or they the one loving and you not, okay. Part ways. Mm-hmm. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. If you're following Jesus Christ, we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. You hating on somebody because they're righteous with God and your works are evil. That's why you're hating. Mm-hmm. His works were evil and his brother's righteous. Mm-hmm. Verse 13, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. You should not be fitting in the world. The world should be hating you. Do not marvel. Don't think it's a marvelous thing, my brethren. Not my Christians, but my brethren. If the world hates you, don't marvel at that. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. We love the believers. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever does not love his brother abides in death. Now, a lot of separation going on because, you know, you love Jesus and your brother don't love Jesus, or your sister don't love Jesus, and you do, or your cousin don't love Jesus, or your best friend, they don't love Jesus, but you do, and Jesus trying to get closer to you, right? Okay, we know that we have passed from death to life. We already passed from death to life. That's why we ain't afraid of death. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. We love the believers. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. If you hate your brother, you are a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love. By this we know love. Not by somebody just saying it. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. He laid down his life for us. Do you lay down your life for others? Or is it all about you? Verse 17 says, but whoever has this world's goods, whoever got this world's goods and sees his brother in need, see your brother needy, right? And you're going to leave him needy, huh? Shuts up his heart from him. How does the love of God abide in him? If you got what they need, you got what I need, but you shut it on down, huh? But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need, you see your brother in need, right? And then you still shut up your heart from him. How does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I tell you, love is action. There go the proof right there. I'm going to read that again because we need to hear that, scratch the record and everything on that one, man. This is 1 John chapter 3, so they'll know where to find it at exactly. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Ooh, let us not love, my little children, in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. See, this ain't no talk thing. It's got action. Somebody say, I got action. And only if you got action, though. Don't say that if you ain't got no action. You just be lipping it up. Talk real good, and that's it. Lip service. Told you God ain't studying that lip service. Neither are his people. And his people don't just talk either. So if you're just talking,
You better check yourself. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Indeed, in your actions and in truth. If somebody loves, you're going to get that honor. You're going to get that respect. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to get that disrespect. You're going to get that honor. You're going to get that respect. Forget what they're saying. Look at what they're doing, man. We not the type that's going to love with just words and in tongue. We're going to love in deed and in truth, right? By our actions and in the truth, the spirit of truth leading us. Verse 19 says, and by this we know that we are of the truth. This is how we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Because we not just loving with words. We not just honoring God on Sunday with our mouth. It's every day, cuz. I ain't trying to just dress up in front of you and look good in front of you and I messed up last night. Shoot. Be real, man. God respect that realness. If you was at the club last night and then you just came in the church, okay. Shoot, you got your Bible. Bring your Bible in here, too. You went to party. Excuse me. God ain't going to condemn you. You coming to this church. You at least you came. Oh, and you brought your Bible? Yeah, come on in here. Y'all want that real, cuz. Just going with that fake stuff, though. If you fake, you got to depart. Let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this, we know. Because we ain't just lipping it up. By this, we know that we are of the truth. And shall assure our hearts before him. Not before them, but before him. For if our heart condemns us, even if your heart condemns you, because remember, find out people can listen to the evil heart, to their evil heart. You must be talking about follow your heart. That's the world saying that. God said follow Jesus. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. And knows all things. And he the one told you, ain't no condemnation to you. But then your heart condemning you, and then you forgetting, you thinking that your heart is greater than God, but God is greater than your heart. Look at the verse. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. And he ain't condemning you. So your heart ain't got no business condemning you. Don't let your heart condemn you. And don't condemn yourself. All right? God is greater than you. God is greater than your heart. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. If our heart condemns us, he greater than our heart. If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. See, that's what obedience is. Obedience pleases God. Displeases God. Mm-hmm. So when you're disobeying, you're displeasing God. When you're obeying, you're pleasing God. And he'll please you. Do those things that are pleasing God. So whatever, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments. We keep his commandments. We obey in him. And we do the things that are pleasing in his sight. So we get whatever we ask. We receive it from him, right? And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Look, this is his commandment. Told you. God the one saying believe in Jesus. Forget what man saying. Man, they despise and rejecting Jesus. But verse 23, 1 John chapter 3, this is what God saying about Jesus. This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. So not only believe in Jesus Christ, love one another. Remember, we ain't loving in tongue and in word. We loving in deed and in truth. Yeah, in action and in truth. We working this. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Verse 24. Last but not least, it says, now he who keeps his commandments abides in him. Whoever is obedient to God, you're abiding in God. See, your disobedience gets you distant away from God, and then your heart letting you know that you hear, but your heart lying. You better come to Jesus, man. All you got to do is repent and come to God. Receive from him. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him. Whoever keeps his commandments, whoever obeys God, they stay connected to God. Whoever, it says, and he who keeps his commandments abides in him. Sorry, y'all, hold on. We're getting finished with this last verse. We in 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, says, now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. So if you keep his commandments, you stand in him, and he staying in you. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Obedience gets you closer to God. Disobedience makes you hit that Heisman to God, get you distant, away from God. Don't sit up here and think that your disobedience gonna count, because you being disobedient and you hearing what God's saying, and you still choose to be disobedient, you're going to get that wrath. That's what you're going to get, because remember, God said, don't even pray for them. I'm going to tap them, though. You know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, you know what I'm talking about? We out this piece.
Yeah, it's another one.
Help me, Father, keep standing.
Yeah!
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.